Hello, this is Nana Ube.
Welcome to Endless.
Talking about running your race and staying in your lane. One thing I've noticed, the reason sometimes I'm confused is because I'm looking left, right, or I'm looking at the back view mirror. And every time I am not focused on a goal ahead, I get distracted, I get lost a little bit, I get discouraged sometimes. You know what is funny? And I'm still trying to understand that. And I'm sure there have been talks and seminars and books written on it. It is the fact that it takes me so much effort to think about the positive things of the past than thinking about negative things. It seems like the negative thoughts, the negative experiences are always on the forefront of my memories. So I need to exert a little bit more effort to remember the positive things. But it is better, I have noticed, to focus on the goal. If you don't have one, get one and focus on that. And if you know this is where you're going, only you know the goal. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really help looking left or right, because left and right don't know what you know. Left and right, or the past, don't know where you're going. Only you who have set that goal can see, hopefully, the lane. And sometimes the lane is not a straight lane. Sometimes you may have to take some detour. Sometimes it is curvy. Sometimes it is rough. Sometimes it is smooth. But it is your lane. It is your story. It is your destiny. You hold your future in your hand. Another thing that it is intriguing to me is sometimes we look at left and right and we get scared of looking ahead. It's like if you are scared of heights and you find yourself up on a hill, there is nothing else. For somebody who's scared of heights, that's a dangerous place to be. And if someone tells you, oh no, just look ahead and you'll be fine, you can't be fine because you fear that. And that's what left and right do to us. It makes us fear the future. The past also does it. The past does it so much because it is something that you have already done. So the past has this tendency of accusing you, of condemning you, of belittling how far you've come. So we have to be very careful of the things that we bring from the past that we still carry on and we still drag on our way to our future. We have to be careful of what we're looking at when we're looking on the left side or on the right side. Most of the time when we look around, we're looking for approval or we're comparing. And that's where sometimes the distraction or the discouragement comes from. It's because we are comparing our life with what we see on the right side or what we see on the left side. When all three of us do not have the same destiny, we have different races to run, but we keep comparing ourselves with the incomparable. We are comparing ourselves with people who give us half-truths of their lives. And we take what they tell us, and then we compare our lives with it. We compare our full life with half of the truth of their lives. Or we compare our whole life with the life of fiction some people create, some people embellish, some people exaggerate, and sometimes they just make up movies around their lives. And then we take that, we compare the truth of our lives with their movie-acted lifestyle. Find your lane. Stay on it. Run your race. The only person who can stop you from finishing your race is yourself. The only person who's going to stop you from arriving or from touching the finish line is you. Your only obstacle is yourself. Your only competitor is yourself. Once you get yourself out of the way and you remove all those limits, when we talk about removing it, you're removing it in your mind, because the battle, the conflict, the fight happens in my mind. Once I can win my mind, then I can take myself out of the way. I can take what society says that I cannot do out of the way. I can put what my parents and my teacher or my friends or my bullies told me that I couldn't do. I put that out of the way. And I create, I make happen, by God's grace always, an opportunity to continue my race with the only goal of finishing that race and holding in my hand my prize. And who decides what your prize is? It's also you. You decide what your prize is. You decide your goal. You decide that you're going to win. But in order to win, you must run your race and you must stay in your lane. Once you get yourself out of the way, nothing else can stop you. This was Nana Obey. Thank you for listening. See you next time.